Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome,
We're hopeful and justice will end. Life, life matters.
Freddie Gray.
Sam
Du Bois. Philando Castile. Terrence Crutcher. Aaron Sterling. Jamal Clark. Jeremy McDowell. William Chapman II. Walter Scott. Eric Harris. Tamir Rice. Akia Gurley. Michael Brown. Eric Gardner. George Floyd.
Good evening and welcome to the podcast, The Attic. A black perspective, an urban podcast. I want you to understand how it is that we feel. I've got the crew standing by. The messenger, baby sis, baby brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Tippy, and of course, Triple OG out of Florida. Let's podcast.
Black Lives Matter.
Hey,
it matters. It matters. It matters.
It matters. That's right. It matters. Damn it. And that's how we're going to start the 2021. Or continue to 2021. Good evening. This is co-producer, and welcome to the podcast, The Attic. Again, a weekly podcast designed to give you a little different flavor on the shit that you hear every day. Again, I'm giving you a perspective, and that perspective is the primary view of this show. And if that view isn't appreciated, there are other shows. But on The Attic, this is how we get down. Good evening, Cass. How's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, hello.
Good night, brother.
It matters.
I'm doing well. Amen.
and again, when I speak about our perspective, again, whoever's on the show, they have their own perspective. So we all bring that together in like one big melting pot. No, bad analogy. That's kind of what this nation was supposed to be built on. So let's pick something else that actually works. We all get together and put our opinions out there, and that's what we do. We put them out there. And the reason I'm taking a few minutes setting up what we're going to talk about tonight, because we're going to talk about they tried to take the damn Capitol building. That's what we're going to talk about. I'm sorry. Let me just get this out the way first. How the fuck you try to take the Capitol building? That's like some shit we see in the movie Black Hawk Down or...
To complete your call at this time, please try again later.
No podemos contestar su llamada en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo.
Really? What are we doing here? Okay, whoever that is on the phone, would you not do that? I would appreciate that a whole lot. Here we go. See, my cipher is damaged now. Come on.
It matters.
I'm back, damn it. Here we go. All right, so now. But anyway. They tried to take the Capitol building. How the fuck do you try to come in Washington, D.C. and take the Capitol building? Now, I got to tell you, and again, I'm going to step out of the way because I'm sure we all got some opinions on this. But I'm going to start off. Yeah, I'm going to start off with some straight conspiracy 101. In order for that to happen, what also had to happen was somebody of high ranking a level, president, vice president, had to already set the plan in place that no matter what happened on this day, police officers responding to the situation are not allowed to pull their weapons and use force. Before any of this shit started, I believe that that was the narrative that was set to whoever was supposed to be responding. And that in itself, yeah, it got me vexed because I'm sorry. I was talking to Brother Messenger earlier, and I guess, again, I got mixed feelings about why I'm upset about that. Because on one hand, I understand if that had been a Black Lives Matter movement, they would still be spray painting black blood off the streets. They would still be painting black, spray painting Black Lives Matter participants off the street. But because this was something that was, again, put together, so it seems, by the President of the United States, we're going to handle this whole situation differently. And for that, I call bullshit on the United States of America. That was just some straight bullshit that could be organized at that level and with that efficiency that we're not going to use any excessive force, no matter how violent those rioters get. Let me go ahead and step back for a minute. And somebody else on my show, tell me what you think about the Capitol building takeover.
I don't think there was an order from above not to fire. I think that's been done forever. Nobody fires on white people. They fire on black people. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think this was an exception. I think this is the MO.
See, and that's even more fucked up. That's where we are as a nation. You have black officers who will open fire on a black crowd because that's what training tells you. But the same black officers, we're not going to open fire on a white crowd because we understand your ass is going to get that real investigation. Your ass is going to be the one that gets fired regardless of what caused you to do what you do. And in this nation.
I don't think it was order per se. I think what happened is between all of the different police organizations and stuff that were involved, there were so many Trumpers in there that things didn't go accordingly because they was for the movement.
And you have to remember also you know, Trump removed a lot of people out of key positions. He had a lot of acting people in those spots that were not qualified and not trained and just was dropping the ball, just didn't really know what to do either.
They shut him into big time.
Yeah, they did.
He had a lot of spots. He just put somebody, was it over Homeland or – It was some department that he just filled that spot with an acting position, somebody just acting, and the person was not even qualified.
Let me tell you something, okay? When you look at all that footage, I don't give a damn where you get the footage from, any news channel, Fox News, CNNBC, CNN, all that footage you look at, all you see is police officers pushing back with shields. How many images do you see other than inside of that one Senate room where police officers got their weapon out? See, a weapon will make you think about, do I really want to keep doing this shit? When you start hammering up against those police officers, even if it's a couple of shots in the air, you're going to make that crowd think, is this some shit I really want to do? But the way the police officers handled that entire bullshit, it just motivated them to understand I can raise havoc on the Capitol property, and I'm really not fearful of anybody coming at me with a level of force that will damage my life. And I think that's just fucked up. I'm sorry.
Well, they were taking selfies. Some of them were taking selfies.
You out there taking selfies. And, you know, I got to ask myself, where the fuck was all the German Shepherds now? Where the fuck was all the fire trucks with the water hoses? Where the fuck was all that
well,
right
wait
now?
A minute. But they, remember, they weren't prepared. I mean, remember, the senators and the congressmen were saying, you know, like, we are not adequately protected with what's coming. You know, they were saying yeah. that. So, I mean, I'm with you. Believe me, I'm with you on this. But they had no idea what was coming.
But you know what? I think they had every idea what was coming, and they just decided that we can't go. Watch this. We can't go black on the crowd. We can't get in our mindset that this is one of these black organizations. No, we got to stay different from that. And again, another point I want to slide in is when I see again my anger. I got to bifurcate my anger because on one hand, you're right. Somebody should have got beat the fuck up on that day. And then on the other hand, I'm thinking, instead of them getting beat the fuck up, why can't when you have black demonstrations, they can't get the same police interaction? You know what I'm saying? So in other words, instead of saying everybody get beat, if you're going to treat rioters in that fashion, then damn it, you got to treat all rioters in that fashion. So I'm looking for some equity here.
Co-producer, there's a particular, I don't know if anybody, well, I'm sure you guys probably have seen this particular footage of the officer that's dealing with the inside the Capitol, and the mob has got him running up the steps, kind of like they're backing him up the steps.
I'm not
buying
that. And at no point in time.
Does he ever pull out a gun? And clearly, his life is being threatened to the highest degree.
But do you see how they put that bullshit out? Now watch this. Instead of claiming that he a punk the way he did, I'm sorry. I don't buy that bullshit about he going to risk his life to make sure nobody goes inside of a room that was open. I don't buy that. I believe he just ran, and they're trying to put together a narrative to make him look like a hero instead of a punk. That's just what I believe. Because let me tell you something. If there was ever a time to think, you know what? I don't even know if he had a 45 on him. All I seen him was he had a baton in his hand, and he kept running.
I thought I saw a gun in his holster. I could be wrong, though. I could be wrong as well.
Even if I didn't use my gun, the basic training tells you, you got to take that shit out your holster, man. I'm sorry. You got to try to, you know, put up some kind of a strong front. You could possibly back that person down. And the people behind him, now let me tell you something. Sure, there were way more people than he had bullets. But If you take that gun out, you're going to make them people think. Because, again, everybody's not going to get shot. But if you're in the front line, everybody thinks that they got the possibility. So my thing is, if he didn't take that gun out, then that's just some bullshit. And I don't know who trained him, but they need to stop training people. That's all I'm saying.
You don't know, though. I mean, he's facing hundreds of people. We don't know how many weapons he's facing. I mean, what is he carrying? 9 bullets? You know what I'm saying?
Not
to take out his weapon.
No, that was a punk move not to take his weapon out. I'm not buying it. That was smart.
I disagree.
Okay, and that's cool. Because let me tell you something. At the sign of force, you got to meet force with force. And let me say this to you. If everybody behind him had a weapon, so what? You just going to die with your weapon in your holster?
No, that's not training.
Everybody
behind him at first.
He was alone in that stairwell at first. Okay. But anyway, like I said, I just think that was a coward move. And the media, again, that's just my opinion on that. And even when he was alone in that stairwell, there were many times where he had an opportunity to maybe render some kind of offensive move, because that one person who came up behind him was close enough to him but far enough from the crowd that he probably could have delivered some kind of an overhand blow to that man to let him know, look, I'm just not going to keep running from you. That's not my job to keep running from you. My job is to protect this building. And damn it, that's what I need to go ahead and lace up my boots and get
done. Did you ever stop to think he may have said, this shit ain't worth my life?
But if I've got an angry mob, that was the end result. But if I got an angry mob coming at me, what I think? They've already breached my security coming at me. What makes me think that they're going to let me walk out of there anyway? Now, don't get me wrong. That was the end result of it. So I guess on that note, you got to be kind of okay with it. But I'm just simply saying, if I paid you to protect my house, and that's how you protect my house, you might have survived that night. But now you're going to have to deal with me as your boss because I'm not happy with your performance. And I'm sorry. And I'm going to get off that. I'm going to
make you happy that they would it make you happy? I'm the only one there. They stop my ass and still get at your house. How happy you going to be then?
Well, then you did your job at least.
No.
I'm just telling you what I think. Man.
I look at it. He said it ain't worth my life.
Okay.
Because he would have shot somebody. They'd have been over him like wild on rice. And you and
but
you
know what?
That.
But I'm just you know what though, OG. And just to follow up on that, why should he even have to think about? If I shoot some of these a white person in this crowd, that I'm gonna be held accountable. Why should that thought process even be in his head at that time? And I'm
well,
sure
he knows damn right. No, they were probably ordered not to use deadly force.
Exactly. Now that I believe. That again, I started off the show saying that I don't believe that
I agree with you.
I don't believe it was any serious training because if I'm a police officer. And I'm called out for riot control. Riot control. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not called out to babysit. I'm called out for riot control. That means, and let me say something to you. When I say shoot people, I'm not advocating you just come out there and start spraying them up. They have rubber bullets. They have tear gas. I mean, they have things to immobilize without taking life. So I'm talking about those tactics as well. So I'm not just saying come out here and let's spray the whole Capitol property up. No. But I'm just saying.
I agree with you that the word came down. Don't
seems
do
to be
the
no
least care. As you can. The least amount of it that you can.
This seems to be no attempt at matching that escalating force with anything other than patience. Now, you had two police officers who were killed by those rioters. You don't see people out in the streets now. Oh, they killed police officers. Let's go get them. You know what? Watch this. In the neighborhood where we come from, if you kill a police officer, I don't care who you are in that neighborhood, your life is not going to be the same. Everybody's getting
lost. I understand. You are absolutely right. There's also the possibility that the orders came down, don't do anything, because they refused help from the National Guard. Maryland and Virginia offered National Guard help, and the police chief who resigned said, we don't need them. So, yes, word was out, don't do anything.
And that's all I'm saying. And I guess my real anger, you know, as I talk about it, you know, it brings things through fruition. But my real anger is that I see how they respond situations of this type involving people of color, and then I see
we didn't need this to know that we didn't.
No.
All this
we
thing
already
was confirmed.
But again,
all this was confirmed our beliefs. That's all.
And nothing could confirm it
and
more.
And by the way, even white commentators on television have said precisely the same damn thing. That they still be wiping up the blood from in front of the Capitol building. If that was
fact,
a BLM,
funny.
Of course.
Yeah,
the whole country knows that.
I responded to one of my Facebook friends today, and that's what I told her. I said, you know, again, when you look, you have to look for the silver lining in all these dark-ass clouds that this current administration has floated over our head. But the thing that I take from this is – It reassures me that we're on our way to being equal. We're far from it, but we're on our way because you have a lot of non-black people speaking out about this cruel injustice that the nation got a chance to visualize. So the fact that, again, it's just so beautiful that it's just not a black and white issue. It's a right and wrong issue, and that comes in all shades and colors. So when I see support again from Republicans damning the president, from non-black people speaking out and making, even from our president, drawing the comparison of how unequal shit is. When you got the president-elect saying, if this is Black Lives Matter, oh, shit would have been different. So the fact that, Joe, yeah, the fact that you recognize that, Joe, I hope we don't have to walk down this road with you now based on, you know, some orders that you might give. So, again, it gave me hope for a better future or a society that is going to get on the road to everything kind of being equal. And again, I guess that's the only bright spot I can see out of this whole thing. But it's been known, and it has been told through to white America. Yo, you can bust out windows in the Capitol. Well, hey, listen, they told me the reports say once they got inside of the Capitol building, when they started going into offices, one person said they was in there passing around weed. They had pipes. They had bombs. Going. They was up in the White House getting lit, yo. So I'm saying, come on. They had to know that the violent criminal act that they were about to take part in, that everything was taken care of so that it's going to work out okay for you. They had to know that, man. How the hell are you going to break it?
They're saying that they urinated in there. There was all kinds of trash and feces on the wall. Trashed the place.
Here's the thing. America is afraid of more than one black person getting together. That's why you have that loitering law. If you see more than two black people together, that's loitering. As far as when white people get together, that's just a gathering, a peaceful gathering. Oh, and by the way, too, I got that thing with that black guy, the black cop. The one they confronted, they said in the Herald, yeah, I got what he was talking about on the radio. I don't know if you can hear it, though.
You recorded it?
My daughter showed me that.
That's what that brother was saying.
I was drinking up. Oh, my
That's
God.
What that brother was saying.
Oh, man. But
that brother
again,
was the hero. You can call him a hero, but that brother was just trying not to be a statistic.
Like I said, man, but the training that I understand, especially when you have to guard such a sensitive target or place, again, I just didn't understand that. And it lets me know, again, from the top, it was understood. I don't give a damn what happened in here. None of you better fire some shots, man. None of you better fire no shots. That whole goddamn commotion, and that's the GOT, damn, that whole goddamn commotion, what was it, two shots fired? And trust me, I am not advocating violence, man. I'm really not. I'm just not understanding in this situation where it was so obvious that it was needed, they chose not to do it. That's all I got a problem with. And I'm trying to work that problem out, y'all. I'll probably be in therapy sometime tomorrow because I don't think that it's going to go away real soon.
Well, I'm going to go silly on them. They should have beat them.
Yeah, they should. That's what I'm...
Or as Chris Tucker would have said, beat that ass. That's what they should have said.
Hey, let me tell you something. I am a strong proponent of that. Because I don't know. I think that because you witness the response to this shit so often, to see this reaction to the same type of crisis that would have put the real smackdown on. I just don't get it. But let me ask, let's move away from that for a minute and let's talk about okay, the shit happened, and I'm sure we'll probably discuss that more at a later date. What do you do now with the damn president? Huh? What are we gonna do with him? Nobody got nothing. Nobody. I tell you.
He's gone regardless. But he's gone. But what they need to do is get them Republican senators that co-sign that shit.
Get Teddy Cruz.
They need to get all them and kick them out.
Listen, again, here I go with what I call sweeping changes. Everybody, let's just make this easy. Well, if Kenny Hodges is your president, right after they swear me in, my first order of business, here's my first executive order. If you were appointed by Donald Trump, see you, wouldn't want to be you. If you were elected under Donald Trump's administration, if I can take your job, I'm going to. And anybody else who was brought in under Donald Trump that I have the authority or the autonomy to fire, listen, we're going to give you a nice severance package, but effective tomorrow, don't bring your ass back to where you used to work. And let me say this. I know there's going to be probably some good people hurting that, but I'm willing to sacrifice those few hurts for the greater good. Because everybody that man brought into office or appointed now becomes suspect. And I'm gonna do as he claims he was going to do. I'm going to clean the swamp. And I'm going to tell you, you're not being fired for any other reason than Donald Trump brought you in, and I can't trust you anymore, so you have to leave. I'm going to give you a nice severance package. Go ahead.
That's what he did. He did this like he does his business. He appointed people, and the minute they didn't do like he wanted them to do, he got rid of them, and you kept searching until you found somebody that was going to do your shit, your bidding. And I said that was going to happen.
Yeah. And if you you keep saying,
and it came true. I am an oracle.
You keep saying that shit like everybody don't know this man. You saying that shit like everybody.
No, I'm saying that now.
Like,
check the receipts. I said this when he first got in the office. That's what I'm saying. A lot of people have said stuff like this when he first got in the office. But ain't nobody pay attention to why, because he was giving you all them tax breaks and that shit. So you went on with him. Yeah, right. For my pocket.
They said
that goes for corporations too.
But hey, listen.
And now with 2 weeks left, now everybody want to talk about getting rid of him.
You damn right. Listen. Let me tell you something. He kept doing shit that, because he had the power, he was getting over. Because let me tell you something. If the Senate had been legitimate, that Mueller report would have sunk his ass. If this shit was for real.
Once again, like I said, it ain't so much him. It's the Senate that let him get away with that, because they were in control.
But, they've changed they're singing a different song right now.
Because
not all
now
of them.
They see where shit went
matter.
Too far, and people ain't with that.
It's
so they got to look out for themselves for, 2022 and so on.
So, but it doesn't matter why they did it. At this moment, they done it. And right now, they're getting the support. In fact, they got enough support in the House without any Republican congressmen to bring articles of impeachment. I think that they keep the pressure on that ass and don't let him get away, because if they try to play that, we're going to drag this out and let Donald Trump just do the transition of power and leave as a ex-president, then they fuck this nation for years to come. But if you impeach him, all that shit that American shit that you messed up, you're no longer entitled to it. You're no longer entitled to your unemployment of $300,000-$400,000 a year, $250,000, whatever it is. You're no longer entitled to your lifetime Secret Service. No, we can't give you that anymore. That's the benefits of bringing articles of impeachment against him, because Pence already said, yo, even though he thought Don was his homeboy, he said, even though my homeboy left me and the wife stranded in the Capitol building, I'm still not in line with invoking the 25th Amendment on him. Because that kind of response tells me, listen, I knew he was crazy when I started to work for him, so I got to ride this out with him as much as possible. Now, Pence has taken a little bit of a defiant stand on the right side of the law, but against Donald Trump. In fact, the word is them two jokers work in the same place, and they haven't even spoken to each other since this shit happened. Now, you tell me something wrong there. So what's happening with that? How the fuck
you ain't a friend no more? They ain't friends no more. They was never friends.
Huh?
Well, I tell you what's going to be interesting the next 4 years is watching these Republican wannabes fight over his people.
Well, now, what should happen?
Because they're not going to go away.
Yes, they are.
They'll just find another horse to ride.
No,
that's going to be the interesting.
But the horse they ride ain't going to be that Senate horse. It's not going to be that the House of Congress. I don't think they're going to be able to ride that, the House of Congress.
Why do you think these senators jumped on his bandwagon and they're still talking that stupid shit that he talking? Because that's the big play for them, because they got aspirations in 2024, for running.
Yeah.
So if I can talk this crazy shit and get away with it too, then that's all good for me. And I can fundraise off of this too.
Yeah, but now they're coming to find out it's got repercussions, though, because all that fundraising, they're starting to withdraw money. They're starting to stop donating and stuff. So it's got repercussions. They've even working on something to try to get Cruz and this other guy kicked out of Congress and a couple of people in Republicans. There was one lady, she just won to be in the House of Representatives. She part of QAnon, and she was actually giving them instructions on where to go to find Nancy.
Ain't that the lady that owned that WNBA team?
Nah, the one that owned the WNBA team, that was the one that was running in Georgia.
Right.
Okay. They came up short. They have enough points. Okay. But
they're trying to get rid of her, too.
But
the league is trying to get rid of her.
Yeah, what's going on to buy the team?
Who?
The King.
Yeah, LeBron. Yeah.
Jesus.
I heard him and Kevin LeBron. Hart. Is it him and Kevin Hart?
Well, yeah, he want to get a group together and buy it from her.
Well, hey, that's all good.
Yeah, she owns 51%, I believe.
Yeah, wow. LeBron wants to do it. Who's the king? This is the one that we can't say nothing bad about him, but who?
Okay. But once again, I just didn't know. I thought you had another king. I'm going to say, hey, guys. Hey, there's only one king. There's only one king, all right? And LeBron. But anyway, so we got crooked-ass cops. We got nobody giving a damn about the property, the Capitol building. We got people breaking in to the Capitol building, smoking weed, defecating. Now, I got to say, right up until the consequences hit that ass, I knew that had to be like a different kind of feeling. You was just sitting in the Capitol building blazing, man. I don't know. I'm sure if they didn't smoke weed, that means they had drink. So they came in there to understand that if shit didn't go our way, who put weed to a riot, man? I mean, you know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers were super comfortable. That's all I'm saying. Who the fuck bring weed to a riot? And we get ready to go storm the Capitol. Who? Who does
it? Well, you can get away with that. Say it again, Tippy.
White people.
Okay.
There you go.
Of course, white people.
What's it? No, we bring guns and shit. I can't. You get ready to go.
Me too.
I'm
pretty sure they was drinking when Trump and them was talking to him.
Yeah, but you know what though? Let me just shift the cameras right over to that conversation had by the president, and more importantly, his ride or die man, thug ass. What's my man name from New York? Giuliani. Rudy.
Giuliani.
Come on, Rudy. Rudy, I mean, listen, man, you from New York, so I know you got mad squabble. I'm sorry, I understand that. But how the fuck you going to stand in front of a crowd and talk to people about a trial by combat? Just the word combat in any sentence lets you know, come on, man. You got to know more than that.
He pissed for two reasons. Number one,
his kids riled him up too. Don Jr. They said some pretty divisive stuff as well.
He pissed for two reasons. Number one, back during what was that 2000 when he ran for president, they didn't pick him. And number two, in that movie Borat, he thought he was gonna get him a blowjob from that girl, and he didn't get it. And that pissed him off. Pissed him off.
You just managed to work blowjob into our podcast. What's wrong with you?
He said. So Rudy said, I got a right to be hostile.
There you go.
But I don't know.
Check the movie out. It's funny. Check the movie out. Very funny.
But once we get past Rudy not getting what he need, I don't know. How do you stand in front of people and say that and not expect to be held for that shit? Rudy Giuliani right now, I would think, should have been arrested already. And maybe I'll give him bail, but there's no way that ass should be walking around freely without some kind of charges pending on him.
He should have been disbarred a long time ago.
Well, New York, the Bar Association in New York, they voting on that shit today or tomorrow. They're trying to disbar him in New York.
Because, see, when they get in front of the cameras, they talk all that bullshit, but when they go to court, they ain't got no proof or nothing, and they can't go on the court and lie. Because then they'll really get in trouble. That's why everything got thrown out. They ain't had no proof. But see, people don't pay attention to that. People just listen to the rhetoric that they're pushing on social media and the TV.
Well, you know what? You said social media. Let me tell you something. The Mueller report couldn't fuck with 45. You could blame him for Russian collusion. That didn't shake him up. But motherfucking Twitter said, nah, man, we suspended your account. And right now, he want to put his finger on the button. He said, give me the football. Give me the football right now. No matter what the legal system bought at him, he shook that shit off like, you know, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. But they took his Twitter.
And he went Scarface on him. You want to play rough?
Oh, okay. Okay, that's what you want to do? That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
This motherfucker faces a trial by a special counsel. No problem. But he can't Instagram and Twitter. He got his lawyers. They trying to buy a platform now because they want to buy their own platform. That's how addicted this guy is to social media. And I'm just simply saying, my man, listen, yeah, you in a fucked up position, but you still the president. And I think if you called what they call a press conference, I think you'll get the same type of saturation in your message, man. It don't have to be on Twitter. And just speaking of Twitter, I really hope Biden Harris don't play that bullshit and try to run this country on Twitter. I hope that's
no. Actually, they need to be checked too.
I hope it's the last we see this shit, man. What'd you say?
No, that's not. Biden is more traditional. He'll go back to having press conferences and things like that the way it should be.
Let's try to get it back to some resemblance of a democracy, man.
Yeah. Because
it's gonna be a minute. It's gonna be a minute. But Nancy said, hold on. Nancy Pelosi said, wait a minute. My man still got nuclear launch codes. We got to do something about that. We have to address that shit right now. And again, because he's the president, even though he's a lame duck, unless they do something to minimize or curtail his power, he can get us into some awful shit in these last, what has he got, 9 days, 10 days?
You can go to the bank that they have already done that. You can go to the bank.
I'm absolutely sure they have, because right now, if he pick up the phone to call the Justice Department, he gonna get the voicemail. They not answering that phone.
Actually, ain't nobody even going to be in that line. That's one of them phones you buy your little kid. You know, you buy them little play phones. That's what his red phone look like.
The president got to go get a burner to get a call to the State Department.
Is this thing on? Hello? Is this on? Hello?
Yo, man, I mean, Donald got it all fucked up right now. He got this shit. And here's the crux of what all this bullshit is about. He has convinced some, and again, I want to say some lame motherfuckers, but it's some intelligent people in this group also. He convinced people that somebody stole the election from him.
He convinced them. They just know that's beneficial to them.
Right.
They go along with that.
Right. Okay. All right. So you
see,
say
anybody with any sense
know what really happened then? Okay.
Right. Just think about all that they were. Think about all they were able to get away with these last 4 years. Why would they want that to stop? So we'll ride this till the wheels fall off.
Oh, you mean the Republican Party?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, there's American people that believe that. They really do believe that stuff they was talking.
Well, they know he had the power to mesmerize them and hypnotize them.
Those are the same type of people that every time you turn around, they're involved in a cult and stuff. They lonely and they just need somebody to love.
Damn.
This ain't what
the
Republicans did is they let Trump slide, and anytime you let somebody slide, they think they can ice skate. And that's just what happened.
And that's why you got – but you know what? One thing I will say about Nancy. I don't watch this. Nancy after that ass like a woman who been hurt. She after Donald Trump like they used to date
like a terrier with a tube top.
Yeah, she ain't stopping. She's not gonna stop. And let me say this to you: regardless of what her motive is, if it's anything less than what the fuck it's supposed to be, I still support you, Nancy. Go get that ass. Go get him. Go get him. Let's make sure that he. And you know when people say ban him from running. You know, now let me say something to you. I don't give a fuck if he run, because if it's enough people that'll support that bullshit, then our problem is much bigger than him. I don't
it
think
is.
Ban him. Yeah.
Ban him, because there is enough silly people out here. You see what the last 4 years brought us? We gonna rely on them same silly people again?
No. But you know what though? People came out to support that bullshit of the Trump administration. More people came out to not support it. And I think that's what the real democracy is about, man. Fuck you. I'm not going to ban you just because you did some stupid shit. Watch this. If your ass is not in jail or I don't have enough federal charges, you know what I'm saying? If I don't have enough federal charges to keep you from running, go ahead and get your ass in the race, man. I don't care. Because America don't come out to stop it, then America, then you get what you get. Sorry.
You see, that all started as a goof. What's the name of that TV show used to come on where you, what's the name, Simon Cowell, where you picked the contestant?
Yeah.
You know, somebody that couldn't sing as a goof, they would just always have money until you got down to like the last two, then it's like, all right, enough of this shit.
American
you know,
Idol?
Yeah, there you go. That's what happened. That's why he got up in there. And then he got control of the Republicans, and he just flipped that all over.
Well, I think that his reign is about to be over, and I hope that the Democrats, again, Pence, you got a choice. By noon today, either one or two things. Either you with Article 25, the 25th Amendment, or you not. And if you're not,
not
a problem. I know
he's
not.
He just had a meeting with Trump today. They cooler than a fan.
Okay. that's crazy, man.
Right.
You might not be cooler than a fan now.
They cooler than a fan.
No way.
Yes. Yeah, they met today. They ironed out whatever little
all
difference.
Forgiven? All forgiven?
All forgiven.
Okay.
See?
Okay.
That's that agape love on the evilness.
So pretty much it ain't over then. It ain't over until it's over.
That's why that fly stayed on his head, because he full of shit.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And on that note, let's land the mothership.
That
folks.
Was perfect, hey, messenger. Yeah.
Hey, listen. Thank you for joining us tonight. Again, we're going to be hopefully part of your podcast library in the future. This is the co-producer saying good night. Let's say good night from the cast of The Attic.
Good
night.
It all matters. It matters. It matters.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, John Boy. Good night, John Boy. That's how the Waltons used to go off, right?